It's good to have friends in the time of great loss and personal tragedy. Job had some good friends. They came and sat down with him as he was sitting in his misery, having lost everything, his flesh covered with boils, sitting in ashes, bearing the rebukes of his wife. And all they did was come and just be with him. Listen to what it says. Job, the second chapter and the 11th verse. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes from afar off, they did not recognize him. And they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his clothing and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Sometimes the best we can do and the best that we can receive is simply to mourn with each other. There's really not much to say when people suffer great loss, have a tragedy, or are facing a very serious illness. There really isn't. But we can sit with them and pray and encourage them by our presence and by assurances of our love for them and weep with them. It's good to have somebody to weep with you when you're in trouble, and just do the same for them and do it in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to be wise when it comes to ministering to my friends, to my brothers and my sisters who have suffered loss, who have suffered great tragedy, or are facing a terminal illness. Let me not offer platitudes and empty assurance and say things that I know nothing about. But, O Lord, help me to be with them in the moment of their grief. And, Lord, may I have someone like that when I suffer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.